today is World Mission Sunday. It's not helpful, I don't think, to think about it as Foreign Mission Sunday. It's World Mission Sunday. It's a day to consider the mission of the worldwide church, a church that is or should be all joined up. The mission of all Christians throughout the world is, as Pope Francis says, to get to know God more intimately, more personally, and then to let everyone else know how good that is, to share that good news, in other words. God sent us his Son, and his Son sends us. That's the purpose of the church, to go out to the whole world and spread that good news. And that's the point of Doug Bull individually as well, to know God and then to help others to know God. That's the point of me. It's a worldwide church and it's a world mission. Last weekend, Archbishop Oscar Romero was canonized, made a saint, along, I must say, with Pope Paul VI, whose life we can celebrate on Wednesday evening at our parish film night. But Oscar Romero was a courageous, though quite reluctant, church leader in El Salvador, who was murdered, and therefore martyred, in 1980, when he was shot, quite literally while he was saying Mass. He had expressed solidarity with the people in their poverty, in their suffering, and in their persecution. He had challenged the ruling regime there to act with justice and integrity. And it was a government-backed militia who took him out. But he was joined to his people. He really expressed his life in that communion with them. Now, I remember being at the seminary back in the late 1970s when a priest from El Salvador came to this country and concelebrated Mass with us one Sunday. He'd said that his fellow priests back in El Salvador had discouraged him from celebrating Mass along with us because they felt that the church in Europe had abandoned them in El Salvador, had become disconnected from communion with them by our indifference to their suffering. So that's how physically and how personally they felt that bond of communion in a worldwide church. This priest obviously took a slightly different stance because he did say Mass with us, but he made that point very powerfully, that in the worldwide church we are and must be connected in our mission and in our lives to each other. We are all joined up. Their concerns are our concerns and must be met by them and by us. But also, our concerns are their concerns and likewise must be met. Because it's not just World Mission Sunday in Bexley, in Kent. It's World Mission Sunday all over the world. Catholics around the world are including us in their prayers today. They are praying for us, supporting us as we must support them. On Friday evening, I hope many of you will choose to come along to what the church calls an induction service, where I will officially be installed in the presidential chair of the parish as Archbishop Peter's representative or agent here. We Catholics in Southwark are an apostolic church. The Archbishop is the apostolic successor. He's linked to all the other apostolic successors, all the other bishops of the world. And through him and through them, we are joined to all the Catholics of the entire world. The Bishop of Rome, Pope Francis, has a role to play in regulating those relationships. But essentially, the church is a communion of dioceses from Southwark to Salvador. Now that has consequences. Jesus said to James and to John, "Can you drink the cup that I must drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I must be baptized?" In other words, can you walk the walk? Can you bite the bullet? It was ironic, wasn't it, that they'd been asking for the privilege of sitting left and right of him in his glory. I'm sure their Jewish mother would have been very proud. But arguably, the highest point of Christ's glory was on the cross of Calvary in apparent humiliation and defeat. And actually, James and John both did have to taste such glory from that chalice on their way to heaven. And the challenge is there for us as well. To be part of a worldwide church, we have to walk the walk, bite the bullet, drink of that chalice, and live out the promises of our baptism. We must accept the responsibility to be supportive of our communion around the world, both financially and prayerfully, but most importantly, we must grow in the integrity of our own Christian life. We are connected to everybody else, and our lives affect everybody else's lives. So the worldwide mission to know God includes us, and the personal call to holiness and integrity of life is the very first call of the mission that we must hear on this World Mission Sunday.